Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com. Rock and Hunter.
What's up?
Don't forget to find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. All right, let's get to it. Sportsy time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Rock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweisers, all that delicious.
Delicious.
So when the big game's on, you ain't thirsty, man. No, you're not. You got Bud Distributing.
Ain't thirsty.
Ain't thirsty.
I could have one right now, honestly. Ooh,
love it.
What time is it?
Doesn't matter. What time
late
is it?
Enough, right?
No, you're fine. Go have a Budweiser.
There's an NFL game last night, and it was incredible. Washington Commanders. Still sounds like an XFL football to me, team to me, but hey, they beat the undefeated Eagles last night, 32-21. Unbelievable. Eagles were 8-0 for the first time in franchise history and the last team in the NFL that could make a run at Miami 17-0 mark in 1972. And the lone perfect season. Wow. I mean, I watched up to like the third quarter last night, and it was, man. Washington had them. They had them on their heels. And I'm like, this isn't going to last. You always expect that. Why do you always expect that? And I was like, it's the NFL. Everybody out there is good.
Yeah.
This might last. And it did. The Eagles were coming back. There was a point in the game where I was like, okay, here it is.
Well, you can't. Rule out any team when you do that. And, you know, you've seen that time and time again now, is especially this season. Again, any given Sunday, like you've always said, like we've always said. Nope. But now every team still has a shot to win. Even if you are the best team, quote unquote, in the league or the worst team, there's still a day. I mean, because they're all pros. And that's, I do kind of like that. That kind of is, again, why college is iffy for me, why I don't really get into it. Because what were we talking about the other day? Ohio State beat that one team 77-20.
Yeah, it can be really lopsided.
Right. But in the pros, you don't have that. You don't have that as much lopsidedness. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you have the Lions beating the Green Bay Packers.
I swear to God. You happy about that? Are you good? You happy?
We've been talking about that for a month.
You son of a bitch.
We keep bringing it up. You know, but that's the NFL. And that's the way the NFL works, and that's why it's awesome.
Yep.
That's why. Here's another thing real quick. Somebody brought it up the other day. You think Vegas has something in on the odds for the gambling and the betting and the
money? No.
They know. How do they know? There's some insider information. There's something going on. Somebody knows something.
I think it's just
because it's always right there. Vegas never loses miserably.
No, no. Of course. Hey, what's his face? Mattress Mac. You know,
but he's losing a lot of money too. He's betting big to win. I mean, that's not everybody.
No,
you know.
Did I tell you I won? Well, I had two big winnings. I won $78 in Keno this weekend, I won on the Packers game.
That's pretty good.
I won on the Packers game too.
All right, hey Grandma, how much money have you lost? Let's start there.
You don't keep track.
You didn't win.
No, you know, I won. All right.
You're still in the negative.
I took this state for $78. All right.
And you know what? You're gonna give it right back.
Nope. I already gave some of it back. So
here's the thing. You just don't. It's set up for you to lose. You don't win. It's entertainment. I'll give you that. It's fun to check. You know.
Yep. But. Yeah. Anyway.
I just don't understand how they know. They really know what's going
to
happen.
What it is you have people who have dedicated their lives to statistics and numbers and odds. And that's what they get paid big money to be like, no, this is going to be the over-under. This is the spread, you know, whatever. So, but
said you got a few stories.
Oh, yeah. So is there anything else you want to talk about? Otherwise, it's kind of quiet, isn't it? It's kind of nothing too crazy going on. So, well, the first one, I just wanted to kind of go, Tom Brady recently made a comment that he has no regrets about coming back to football. The legendary quarterback played and won the first ever NFL game in Munich this past Sunday. When asked by reporters if he have any regrets coming back to the Bucs despite their disappointing start, he said, zero, no. Definitely not. Now, this also comes on the heels of his very public divorce to supermodel Gisele Bündchen, who is married to. So he has zero regrets? Like, Zero, Tom?
Zero regrets. And I believe him, too. So what is he supposed to say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I regret everything about this.
Well, no, nobody's going to say that. And that's a loaded question.
Do you think,
Stop
though,
it.
Do you think, though, that maybe he's, like, trying to, like, posture up and be like, oh, yeah, Giselle, you think you're going to leave me? Well, I don't regret anything. Or is he just like a robot with no feelings? Like, yeah, F it, whatever. I don't, you know, no regrets.
So here's the thing, and you guys have done it in the past, and you're doing it again. Don't piss him off. Don't piss him off. If you don't want Tom to win, just shut up. Ignore him. Don't just let him fail on his own.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like pissing off Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Like once he's pissed, it's like, okay, here we go. And you know what, dude? He's playing right now. He's playing some ball.
So watch out. I think I read somewhere his average pass this year is 5 yards, so I don't think he's really doing that much.
He's back. You don't know. You haven't even watched him, so you can't even say anything. Well, I've watched football.
Here's where I'm at. I think the Bucks obviously will make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to win their first game. I don't think they're going to win the first playoff game. There's just too many other good teams because they're
– I love that you say that because that means it's going to happen. Because
You think so?
Yeah,
buddy?
It's everything you say. Like you're beating up the Lions, huh? No, that didn't happen.
We let the Lions win. We felt bad for them.
No, you didn't.
We felt bad for them.
Here's what it is, because your boy Aaron is struggling, and you can't stand it that Tom's going to go to the playoffs and he's excelling and your boy is going down.
I don't know. I think I'd rather have Tom go to the playoffs and lose like I know he's going to do than Aaron not even go. You know, let Aaron rest up, come back next year. Tom will limp into another season. That's what it'll be. Five yards of pass.
Hey, you talk all the trash you want. Look.
What are they at right now? Are they 500? Are they 500?
They're a game ahead of everybody else in their division.
At a 500 record? Wow, what a tough division, everyone. Watch out.
What's Green Bay at?
You know what? Don't even worry about Green Bay. They're fine, all right?
Are they?
They're going on a run, all right? They're going on a run for the rest of the season.
You just wait, buddy.
I just thought it was interesting that he's like, no, no regrets, none. It's like you...
Well, what is he supposed to say? Come on.
Well, he could say, yeah, maybe there's a few things, you know?
Like what?
I'd losing his family? I mean... He lost a supermodel wife. I don't know. Maybe she's the worst. I don't know. Who knows?
She's probably nagging him, you know? Let the man play football. You can go model. Do your thing. It's a big deal. Are the kids complaining? Let's talk to them. Let's just leave it alone. Let's leave this. Whoa, I almost
You're so worked up.
Glass.
Do you have regrets?
I do.
All of them.
But you know what? After the past 2 weeks, the guy's playing.
All right. We'll see what happens. Maybe this will all pan out. Last thing I wanted to talk about, or maybe we should save. Should we save it for tomorrow? It's a slapping story.
Oh, like the slap competition?
Yeah, yeah. Let's save it for tomorrow. I tell you what. Let's save it for tomorrow. I don't want to rush it. And we got to get to topic of the day here in just a little bit. So we'll just know tomorrow. Tom Brady's he's full of regrets. Packers are going to win the Super Bowl. Hunter's the worst.
You need to wake up, man. You need to wake up. Somebody needs to pinch you.
What's happening? Anyway, and then we'll do our slap story tomorrow. Do you have anything else or no?
No.
Okay. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.